What's up? You are currently listening to The Illest Show, currently in broadcast. I'm your host, Essay, and today I'm going to be counting down my top 10 favorite hip-hop albums of the year. Man, I can't believe 2018 is already almost over. Time seriously goes by very fast. So I just want to count down my top 10 albums I thought that this year really should be mentioned in high regard. This is my opinion. This is from no list or no... This opinion is not influenced or anything. It's just... This is what I... These are my favorite ones. I'm going to be taking the top 10 best from the year. So, here we go. Let's get started. Coming in at number 10, I thought that the Carter 5 was definitely one of the best albums of this year. I thought the Carter 5, even though it took a while to drop, it still made up for it. I thought it was a very cohesive project, though some of the songs on it sounded dated. It didn't really matter to me because everything sounded so cohesive and it went together so well. And it all sounded like it was supposed to be in the place it was put. So I think that the Carter 5 is definitely one of the best of the year. I think that Lil Wayne is a legend, and he'll continue to be put in that light until he drops a project that's really bad. Or actually, never mind about that. I actually think that Lil Wayne will always be mentioned as a GOAT. So, I don't think that Lil Wayne will ever go down as somebody who is, like, terrible. Coming in at number 9, I thought Kamikaze by Eminem was a dope album. Kamikaze is kind of Eminem's response to the critics of his 2017 album Revival, and I thought that Revival, I feel like I was one of the only people who enjoyed the album, whereas I thought that Kamikaze was definitely a step up. And don't get me wrong, I felt that Revival had its flaws, and I felt like Revival was definitely not Eminem's greatest project, but it wasn't as bad as people made it out to be. Definitely not one of his best, but definitely Kamikaze was a step up. There's definitely some key tracks on there. Lucky You with Jonah Lucas, The Ringer, Good Guy, Fall, you know, just a very good project. Greatest, you know, I could go on. You know, pretty much every song on that project, other than Nice Guy. Nice Guy was probably the only song I didn't like out of all of them. Even Normal was a good song. That's one of the worser tracks on that album, but I still like that one. Coming in at number 8, we have Scorpion by Drake. I thought Scorpion was a very good project, and usually I'm not a fan of double disc albums due to the fact that I feel like there's a lot of filler, but this new Drake album really does not have a lot of filler, and it's very, every track has a meaning and a contribution to the project. So I really liked Scorpion. I felt that Scorpion is one of Drake's best albums as well. Me, personally, I like it when Drake raps. I don't like Drake when he sings. You know what I mean? I feel like when Drake sings, it's not as effective. And when he raps, it's very... He has his own sound. And, you know, when you hear him rap, you know, that's Drake. You know what I mean? You can't mess around with that. So, some of the best tracks on the album, I would say Survival, Nonstop, Elevate, Emotionless, In My Feelings, Nice For What, God's Plan, Sandra's, what's that one called, Sandra's Rose, Talk Up, Mob Ties, I'm Upset, Summer Games, Finesse, Ratchet Happy Birthday, Blue Tint. My favorite track in this album has got to be Blue Tint out of all the songs. Yeah, I feel like it was a very good project. Some really nice samples on it, too. And that Jay-Z feature was top-notch. Coming in at number 6th spot, we have... Or number 7. I think it's number 7. Coming in at number 7, we have Everything Is Love by the Carters. This album didn't receive as much attention as I thought it would receive, and I felt like this was a good album. The song Ape Shoes, fire. I felt that Beyonce and Jay-Z make very good songs together. I don't know if it's the energy that's associated with them both, but I just feel like they have a very unique charisma. I mean, collaborative charisma. I really like the song Ape Shit. That was probably the most popular one on the album. There's also a few other songs I like on there. I'm just looking at it now. Let me see. Friends was dope. Black Effect. Summer. Good album. I liked it. They had been planning on making a joint album for quite a while, and I think that when this album dropped, people went crazy over it, because it was like, oh my god, finally got a Beyonce Jay-Z album. But it was a good album. Coming in at number 6, we have Victory Lap by Nipsey Hussle. Nipsey Hussle is another very underrated artist. He has the essence of that West Coast sound. That old school West Coast energy. Victory Lap is a very great project, actually. I really like the song Last Time That I Checked with YG. Victory Lap, you know what I mean? The song Double Up, Blue Laces. It's just a... Nipsey Hussle is definitely a duo with potential that will go on to be mentioned in high regard in the future, I hope, because he's fairly new to my knowledge. I'm not sure. Let me see. Yeah, he's been around for a little bit, but I just started getting into Nipsey Hussle, but I definitely think he has charisma, and he's got a lot of talent. Where are we at? Number 5? Yeah, number 5. Number 5, I have to say, Redemption by J-Rock. J-Rock's Redemption is one of those projects that I felt like has the worst, out of all the ones I've named, has the worst order. You know what I mean? I feel like the tracks weren't put in the right order. I feel like things should have gone before that. And I don't know why they threw King's Dead on there. It was already on the Black Panther soundtrack. I just feel like that was just put in there to fill up. But Redemption is a good project. J-Rock's a good rapper. Nothing more to say really about that. Another great member at TDE. TDE's got a lot of people with great potential. Number 4, I'm going to do Ye by Kanye West. Ye, I felt, was a good project because Kanye didn't go out of his way to... I'm one of those people who's able to separate the music from the antics of the artist, and I feel like Kanye's antics don't have as much to do with his artistic ability, because Kanye West is a very talented person. You can't take that away from him at all, no matter what he does. Kanye West is a very talented individual with a lot of artistic creativity. But I just feel like he doesn't know how to put it all to one thing. I feel like he just kind of, whatever comes out is what comes out. You know what I mean? He's not thinking. I feel like if he gets more informed, then he'll learn how to... I feel like he'll get more respect, but Kanye West's, you know, status as a celebrity will never fade. Yes, You is a great album. No Mistakes is gonna be my favorite song on that thing. Great production. It has some meaningful tracks on there, so it's good. Number three is... what I got for number three? Should I give it to... I don't know. Number three, let's go with A Strange Journey Into the Unimaginable by Murs. Murs, a lot of people should know Murs from his contributions to Hip Hop DX. You know, Hip Hop DX is a very credible website that I think you guys should check out. Great opinions on hip hop in general. A lot of insight, and their show The Breakdown is really good. Murs hosts that show, that series, so it's good. A Strange Journey Into the Unimaginable, released by Strange Music. It's a very, very good album. Songs Melancholy are dope. You know what I mean? This is one of those projects you have to go and listen back a lot of times to really get. Number two is G-Host by Styles P. Huge Styles P fan. For those who don't know, I love Styles P. I think Styles P is dope. I listened to him back in the locks, and I love his solo work. I feel like everything he touches turns to gold. I do like Jadakiss, but I'm not a huge Jadakiss fan, only because of his voice on certain tracks that work for me. But Styles P is just amazing. Styles P is very underrated. Very. Coming in at the number one spot, we have Kid See Ghosts' self-titled album. Kid See Ghosts is probably also one of the greatest albums ever. Like, I don't think... this album was so cohesive and so meaningful and so put together so well. The production, sonically, the vocalization, even the cover art is just phenomenal. The vision that this album was going for, just everything was so great about it. The features were put in such great spots. And I feel like if this album gets more attention to its, to people of other musical exposure, Kids See Ghosts will go on to be a legendary album, because it's just that, it's that good. It's very good. Yeah, I feel like Kanye and Kid Cudi have a lot of, are able to make really great music together. You know what I mean? I felt like Kanye had great verses, great meaningful verses. My favorite song in this has got to be Reborn. Reborn, Fourth Dimension, and Feel the Love. Reborn's got to be my favorite, though. Because on that track, the hook, Kid Cudi talking about his recovery from depression and issues with that, you know what I mean? So I just feel like, that was a good album because of that. Thank you for listening. Those were the top 10 albums of 2018 for me, and I'll catch you guys on the next broadcast. Peace. This has been Essay.